Gerbiami vykdytojai, klausydami šio teksto sureguliuokite grotuvo tembrą ir garsą. Prašome įsitikinti, ar visoje egzamino patalpoje tekstas gerai girdimas. Jeigu garsas per silpnas ar per stiprus, tinkamai sureguliuokite grotuvą, kad tekstas būtų aiškiai girdimas. Po šio teksto bus 10 sekundžių pauzė, o po jos prasidės klausymo testas. Linkime sėkmės.
Klausymo testo pradžia. Kiekvienos užduoties pradžioje išgirsite šį garsą. Klausydamiesi teksto pirmą kartą, pradėkite atlikti užduotį, o klausydamiesi antrą kartą, stenkitės ją užbaigti. Tarp pirmojo ir antrojo klausymų bus nedidelė pauzė, o po antrojo klausymų bus skirta laiko užduočiai baigti. Klausymo testo pabaigoje turėsite dar 2 minutes baigti visus atsakymus. Pirmoji užduotis. Išklausykite pokalbį 2 kartus ir trumpai atsakykite į klausimus. Nulinis atvejis – pavyzdys. Jūs dabar turite 30 sekundžių susipažinti su klausimais. Dabar klausykitės pokalbio.
Oh, how nice. There are only 2 weeks left in this semester.
Do you have any plans for the vacation?
In fact, I've got too many plans and I can't make up my mind.
Well, maybe I can help. What are your plans?
Okay, listen. Plan A. I go back to the States and spend some time with my parents and also visit my old friends. I miss them a lot. Plan B. Travel around nearby countries like Hong Kong, Thailand, Japan, Malaysia.
Wait. My dear Tracy, how much money do you plan to spend on your big adventure? Be realistic. We don't make that much money ourselves.
You're right. My parents will send me the money, if I beg. But I'm really too old now to ask them for any money, except in an emergency.
Then what's your plan C?
Well, my plan C is top secret. I can't tell you now.
Okay. You don't have to tell me your top secret, but maybe you can spend some time with me in my hometown, which is near the Mississippi River.
You're so kind. Actually, visiting you is part of my plan C.
After that, we can visit Catherine together.
And then the 3 of us can visit Alice in Silvertown, right? It's very much like my plan C.
Let's discuss this idea with Catherine and Alice tonight. Wow! It sounds like we're going to have a wonderful vacation.
Dabar klausykitės pokalbio dar kartą.
Oh, how nice! There are only 2 weeks left in this semester.
Do you have any plans for the vacation?
In fact, I've got too many plans and I can't make up my mind.
Well, maybe I can help. What are your plans?
Okay, listen. Plan A. I go back to the States and spend some time with my parents and also visit my old friends. I miss them a lot. Plan B. Travel around nearby countries like Hong Kong, Thailand, Japan, Malaysia.
Wait. My dear Tracy, how much money do you plan to spend on your big adventure? Be realistic. We don't make that much money ourselves.
You're right. My parents will send me the money, if I beg. But I'm really too old now to ask them for any money, except in an emergency.
Then what's your plan C?
Well, my plan C is top secret. I can't tell you now.
Okay. You don't have to tell me your top secret, but but maybe you can spend some time with me in my hometown, which is near the Mississippi River.
You're so kind. Actually, visiting you is part of my plan C.
After that, we can visit Catherine together.
And then the three of us can visit Alice in Silvertown, right? It's very much like my plan C.
Let's discuss this idea with Catherine and Alice tonight. Wow! It sounds like we're going to have a wonderful vacation.
Pirmoji užduotis baigta. Dabar prasidės antroji užduotis. Antroji užduotis. Išklausykite tekstą du kartus ir pažymėkite teisingą atsakymą taip, kaip parodyta pavyzdyje. Nulinis atvejis – pavyzdys. Jūs dabar turite 30 sekundžių susipažinti su klausimais. Dabar klausykitės teksto.
The girls in this sixth grade class in East Palo Alto, California, all have the same access to computers as boys. But researchers say, by the time they get to high school, they are victims of what the researchers call a major new gender gap in technology. Janice Weinman of the American Association of University Women says, girls tend to be less comfortable than boys with a computer. They use it more for word processing rather than for problem solving, rather than to discover new ways in which to understand information. After re-examining 1,000 studies, the American Association of University Women Researchers found that girls make up only a small percentage of students in the computer science classes. Girls consistently rate themselves significantly lower than boys in their ability and confidence in using computers. And they use computers less often than boys outside the classroom. 6 years ago, the software company Purple Moon noticed that girls' computer usage was falling behind boys. Karen Gould says, "The number one reason girls told us they don't like computer games is not because they're too violent or too competitive. Girls just said they're incredibly boring." Purple Moon says it has found what girls want: characters they can relate to and storylines relative to what's going on in their own lives. Karen Gould of Purple Moon Software says, "What we definitely found from girls is there is no particular reason why they wouldn't want to play on a computer. It was just a content thing." The sponsor of the study says the technology gender gap must be closed in the 21st century.
Dabar klausykitės teksto dar kartą.
The girls in this sixth grade class in East Palo Alto, California, all have the same access to computers as boys. But researchers say, by the time they get to high school, they are victims of what the researchers call a major new gender gap in technology. Janice Weinman of the American Association of University Women says, "Girls tend to be less comfortable than boys with a computer. They use it more for word processing rather than for problem solving, rather than to discover new ways in which to understand information." After re-examining 1,000 studies, the American Association of University Women Researchers found that girls make up only a small percentage of students in the computer science classes. Girls consistently rate themselves significantly lower than boys in their ability and confidence in using computers. And they use computers less often than boys outside the classroom. 6 years ago, the software company Purple Moon noticed that girls' computer usage was falling behind boys. Karen Gould says, "The number one reason girls told us they don't like computer games is not because they're too violent or too competitive. Girls just said they're incredibly boring." Purple Moon says it has found what girls want: characters they can relate to and storylines relative to what's going on in their own lives. Karen Gould of Purple Moon Software says, "What we definitely found from girls is there is no particular reason why they wouldn't want to play on a computer. It was just a content thing." The sponsor of the study says the technology gender gap must be closed in the 21st century.
Antroji užduotis baigta. Dabar prasidės trečioji užduotis. Trečioji užduotis. Išklausykite tekstą du kartus ir pažymėkite teisingus ir neteisingus atsakymus. Nulinis atvejis – pavyzdys. Jūs dabar turite 30 sekundžių susipažinti su teiginiais. Dabar klausykitės teksto.
Listen to the special English program on the Voice of America. Words and their stories. Today, we are talking about the word fireworks. The expression fireworks gets its meaning from the fireworks that people shoot into the sky when they are celebrating a great event. Rockets explode to fill the dark night sky with bright reds and blues, with yellows and greens and whites. People use the expression fireworks throughout the year. But if you live in the United States and want to see real fireworks, the best time of year is the 4th of July, Independence Day in the United States. Americans traditionally celebrate their nation's freedom with giant public parties and fireworks at night. Many other countries around the world also enjoy the tradition of exploding fireworks on special days. In Australia, the city of Sydney begins each new year with a fireworks show at midnight. China is the birthplace of fireworks. Large fireworks shows were held often during earlier times in China. Now, people use small fireworks to help celebrate weddings and birthdays. France also has a great fireworks tradition. A large fireworks show always takes place on Bastille Day, which celebrates the beginning of the French Revolution. The French city of Cannes holds an international fireworks competition each year in July and August. Fireworks shows are popular around the world, but if I do not end this program right now, there will be fireworks from my producer.
Dabar klausykitės teksto dar kartą.
Listen to the special English program on the Voice of America. Words and their stories. Today, we are talking about the word fireworks. The expression fireworks gets its meaning from the fireworks that people shoot into the sky when they are celebrating a great event. Rockets explode to fill the dark night sky with bright reds and blues, with yellows and greens and whites. People use the expression fireworks throughout the year. But if you live in the United States and want to see real fireworks, the best time of year is the 4th of July, Independence Day in the United States. Americans traditionally celebrate their nation's freedom with giant public parties and fireworks at night. Many other countries around the world also enjoy the tradition of exploding fireworks on special days. In Australia, the city of Sydney begins each new year with a fireworks show at midnight. China is the birthplace of fireworks. Large fireworks shows were held often during earlier times in China. Now, people use small fireworks to help celebrate weddings and birthdays. France also has a great fireworks tradition. A large fireworks show always takes place on Bastille Day, which celebrates the beginning of the French Revolution. The French city of Cannes holds an international fireworks competition each year in July and August. Fireworks shows are popular around the world, but if I do not end this program right now, there will be fireworks from my producer.
Trečioji užduotis baigta. Dabar prasidės ketvirtoji užduotis. Ketvirtoji užduotis. Išklausykite interviu du kartus ir į tarpus įrašykite tinkamus žodžius. Nulinis atvejis – pavyzdys. Jūs dabar turite 30 sekundžių susipažinti su klausimais. Dabar klausykiteis interviu.
Hello, Greg. What were you doing before coming to Lithuania?
I was a newspaper reporter in a small city on the east coast of Florida. I wrote mostly articles about crime and politics. When there was a murder, my editor would often tell me to drive to the scene of the crime. Once there, I'd interview witnesses and police officers. Sometimes I had to go to places you wouldn't want to be after dark. I would feel uncomfortable there, but I had to stay until I got all the information. That was my job.
Was your job only about murders?
No. Other times I would write articles about children who had been attacked by sharks or alligators.
Wow. And what are you doing here in Lithuania?
I'm an English teacher. I teach English, 6th to 12th formers.
So why did you come to Lithuania?
I came here because I wanted to broaden my horizons, to meet new people and to learn a new language.
Are you sad all the time in Lithuania?
No, I'm not sad. I'm happy here. I don't know why so many people ask this question of me. Do you think I'm strange to have come to Lithuania? Why do so many of you think that I must be sad or insane to choose to live for a while in Lithuania?
What is it that you miss here?
I miss the climate a little. The temperature in Florida goes below freezing maybe twice a year, and then only for a few hours very late in the evening. Last November, I went swimming in the waters of Florida.
What do you enjoy the most about being in Lithuania?
I like being a teacher. I enjoy meeting new people, new cultures, new traditions. Of course, I can't swim here in November because the temperature can go for whole weeks in the winter without getting above zero. But the snow... It is something unforgettable. There are so many new places to visit here. Many of them have a history much older than any of the cities anywhere. There are so many beautiful churches that were built way back in the 16th or 17th centuries. It's amazing for me to see such old buildings. And the people are very friendly to me.
Thank you, Greg.
Dabar klausykitės interviu dar kartą.
Hello, Greg. What were you doing before coming to Lithuania?
I was a newspaper reporter in a small city on the east coast of Florida. I wrote mostly articles about crime and politics. When there was a murder, my editor would often tell me to drive to the scene of the crime. Once there, I'd interview witnesses and police officers. Sometimes I had to go to places you wouldn't want to be after dark. I would feel uncomfortable there, but I had to stay until I got all the information. That was my job.
Was your job only about murders?
No. Other times I would write articles about children who had been attacked by sharks or alligators.
Wow. And what are you doing here in Lithuania?
I'm an English teacher. I teach English, 6th to 12th formers.
So why did you come to Lithuania?
I came here because I wanted to broaden my horizons, to meet new people and to learn a new language.
Are you sad all the time in Lithuania?
No, I'm not sad. I'm happy here. I don't know why so many people ask this question of me. Do you think I'm strange to have come to Lithuania? Why do so many of you think that I must be sad or insane to choose to live for a while in Lithuania?
What is it that you miss here?
I miss the climate a little. The temperature in Florida goes below freezing maybe twice a year, and then only for a few hours very late in the evening. Last November, I went swimming in the waters of Florida.
What do you enjoy the most about being in Lithuania?
I like being a teacher. I enjoy meeting new people, new cultures, new traditions. Of course, I can't swim here in November because the temperature can go for whole weeks in the winter without getting above zero. But the snow, it is something unforgettable. There are so many new places to visit here. Many of them have a history much older than any of the cities anywhere. There are so many beautiful churches that were built way back in the 16th or 17th centuries. It's amazing for me to see such old buildings. And the people are very friendly to me.
Thank you, Greg.
Klausimo testo pabaiga. Dabar jūs turite 2 minutes baigti visus atsakymus.